So today is, I am so lost. Are we on the 24? That's right, because it's Pioneer Day. I think that's why maybe this morning's class. So we're doing lesson number 22, which is called Sitting on the Floor with the Help of the Hands. So really what this lesson is about is how to go down to the floor and come back up. And as we get older, which we do, right, this is something that we end up doing less and less in our lives. And often, people can hit an age where it's like they're terrified to go down to the floor. And it's a big fear of falling, okay? Now, when you're a child, an infant, you start off on the floor. And all you want to do is get up, right? So we start off the other way, right? We're down and we want to get up and we want to locomote and we want to move and we want to get to things, we want to climb things, we want to experiment, we want to be adventurous, right? And that kind of declines. So this is a lesson to bring back into your awareness how to come up and down, but mostly of feeling really safe, confident, and even having it enjoyable. So as you lie on your back, let's have your legs long, your arms down by your side, and begin by becoming aware of how do you lie on the floor. And what do I mean by that? So it means you start to take your awareness into the backside of you that's resting on the floor, and you're asking yourself, what parts of me touch the floor, have weight to the floor? Are there places of me that don't touch? So for example, the shoulder blades, do they touch in the same fashion, each one, or does one rest more on the floor than the other? So you start to compare the two sides of yourself, again, bringing more information to yourself about you. So about your pelvis, how do the two sides of your pelvis rest on the floor? How do your legs lie on the floor? Does one leg turn out more than the other? Are they evenly spread apart, or do you have one more out to the side than the other? How are your shoulders? How is the back of your head resting on the floor? And then how do you sense your spine resting on the floor? How comfortable do you feel lying on the floor? Are you comfortable? Or is it somewhat uncomfortable to be lying in this way? Slowly and gently roll your head to the right and left, and just feel the ease or the quality in which you roll your head to each side, or if there's any tension today. And then lastly, bring some awareness and tension to your breath and your breathing. Okay, and so in a moment you're going to come up to stand. And for those of you that are here on a regular basis, I'd like you to ponder and think about for a moment what we've been working on about how you come up to stand, how you want to approach that. For those of you that haven't been here, just think about for a moment, what's your immediate reaction of which way you would turn and how would you go through coming up to stand? So there is no right or wrong way. I want you to come up to standing in the way that you would do it to learn from that. So how do you go about moving? What's the first thing you do and how do you bring yourself up to stand? So come on up. And don't think about what other people are doing. That's the worst thing to do, because there is no right or wrong, and if you're trying to mimic them, they could be doing it wrong. Okay? And just think about, was that easy, or is there some discomfort? And now that you're in standing, feel standing for a moment, how you feel standing. How comfortable or lacking comfort in standing. Often when we stand still, we don't like it very much. We want to move. And now you're going to think about how you would bring yourself back to the floor. And I want you to just start. So you just want to approach the floor. How would you approach coming back down to the floor? And pay attention to the steps that you do, right? So start to approach the floor and then come back up. So you don't go all the way down. Just start and come back up. And do it again. Keep doing it. And just think about the ease or maybe the lack of ease. Right? Because I'm asking you to do this. That's it. Is it easier to lower yourself or easier to come back up? Do you use one hand more than the other? Right? So try it once or twice more. Good. Okay, come back up to standing and feel standing. And where do you settle into standing again? Okay, so from here, you're gonna bring your hands to the floor. So you can spread your feet wider. I'm going to encourage you to bend your knees, soften your knees. So how do you bring your hands to the floor? What do you do? And then come back up again. Yep. And also observe what you don't do. So what's the first thing that you do to bring your hands to the floor? Pay attention to yourself. Okay, so let's make it harder. So everybody keep your head looking straight ahead out the windows. I put the blinds up. And try to approach the floor with your hands. And just see how that is. Keep your head straight out. Yeah. How's that feel in your neck? How's that feel in your back? Right? Feel that. Right. It's hard, right? Yeah. Okay. Now this next time, let's drop your head first. So let's have your head look down. And can you really drop your head and then reach for the floor with your hands? And how is this for you? So just bring the hands down and come back up. And beautiful, your head is the last to bring up. So take yourself through that a few times. Is that easier? Mm-hmm. Is that softer? So just stay on both feet and both hands. Just drop the head, bring your hands down. That's it. Okay, we're going to do one more piece and then we'll take a rest. So this next time, drop your head, bring your hands down, and I want you to keep your hands down there. So you have your hands and your feet. So again, I mentioned to you, you could spread your feet apart, you can bend your knees, so that you have all, I'm going to say this is all four points in contact, okay? And the main thing is to drop your head. So the first thing to ask yourself is your head really hanging? Yes, turn it a little bit left and right. Really let your head be soft and hanging, okay? And again, you can spread your feet as wide as you need to. Some of you, like, you don't have to stay on the mat. Like, make it more comfortable than you. Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, so is your head, stay down here, is your head really hanging? And if you are lifting it at all, why? So what I want you to lift is your butt. So I want you to pay attention, just stay here for another minute and then we'll take a rest, that your butt cheeks are headed up towards the sky. So the more that your butt cheeks go to the sky, the easier it is to let go of the neck. That's it. And maybe not quite near that wide, because if you're that wide, you don't have as much choice to move. That's better. So can you lift the butt cheeks up higher? So try bending the knees a little bit and then straightening them. And when you straighten them, you think of your butt cheeks going towards the sun. Some of you are just doing a beautiful job. And then let that head, I love what some of you are doing. You're just turning the head and you're letting the head dangle. No work. Yeah, no lifting. Let that head dangle. Let it turn left and right. Lift the butt up, straighten the legs, bend the knees, bring the butt a little bit down. Just two or three more ups and downs. Oh! Okay, come all the way up first to stand. Let's pause in standing. You can move your feet around and just feel standing. Let's feel standing again. Besides a head rush, yes. So give it a moment and just feel now your posture. Did something change between your head and your pelvis? So, and yes, as we continue on, just to mention, if anybody has issues with blood pressure, this is actually one of the best things you can do. But if you need to come up sooner, you can. So you also need to do what you need to do to take care of yourself. But this is one of the lessons that Moshe worked with actually the Prime Minister of Israel. It's a great picture of the Prime Minister in Israel, like 1950s, standing on his head. And that's how he, I don't want to say cured, but changed his blood pressure. And started with this and then introducing, putting pressure on the head and eventually a headstand. Okay, so this will help with blood pressure. But you gauge it for yourself if there's an issue. Okay, let's go back down to all fours. Lower the head, bring the hands down, butt in the air. Okay, so now we're going to do a few alternations between your pelvis and your head. So I would like you to soften your knees. You're going to bend the knees, lower the pelvis, lift the head, and look out the windows. And then lift the pelvis up, drop the head, straighten the back of the knees. And then you do it again. So you bend the knees, drop the pelvis, look out the window, then drop the head, lift the pelvis up in the air, straighten those hamstrings. So each time, really thinking again, the deepest part of your butt cheeks coming up to see the sun, not your back. So butt. Drop your head. Then you lift the head and drop the pelvis. So I really want you to feel this idea that there's a relationship between your pelvis and your head. So as your head drops, your butt cheeks go up. As you lower the pelvis, your head comes up. So it's like a pendulum. One doesn't happen without the other. Are we good? Yes. Beautiful. Okay. Now I'm going to let you go down to the floor and rest on your backs. Take a nice rest and feel how it feels to be on your back. All right, so this is one of the things that happens doing this work is you just fall in love with the floor. Because it feels so good to be like back down to the floor. So, you know, getting up and down, it is a lot of work, right? And then we forget how to do it, and then we avoid doing it, but anything from having to pick things up to take things down. I have to bend over like this. I'm thinking it's a minimum of those of you that know me, right, with Lola. So Lola, my older dog, she's 15, so she wears pull-ups. I thought I was only going to have pull-ups when I had a child. Never did I dream with a dog, right? So, I mean, this, I'm doing this at least 20 times a day because I have to take off the pull-up to let her outside to go to the bathroom, put it back on, right? Okay, I want you to think about coming up to stand, what you've learned so far, and then go ahead and bring yourself up to standing. Pay attention to how you do it. Do you involve something that we just did that makes it a little lighter, a little easier? How do you come up? Ah, nice. Nice. That was a little bit better, wasn't it? I like watching you guys think. Okay. You're going to lower your head, you're going to lower your hands, and you come back to 4 points, right? Hands and feet. Your head's dropped. So go back to that position. And again, soften the knees, spread the feet a little bit wider. And now you're going to start to lift your right foot. So when you lift your right foot, I want you to think of lifting the right buttock cheek higher to the ceiling. Okay? So the knee bends as well, but the whole foot comes away from the floor. So that means you have to shift your weight to the left foot. So feel what you do in the pelvis. Lift the right foot, feel the shift in the pelvis, and then lower the right foot. So it's not lifting the foot in the air. You just remove it from the floor. So then you're on 3 points instead of, nice, that's better. So you're on 3 points instead of 2 points. So there is a shift in the pelvis where your weight comes on the left leg. This is critical. And if you didn't do that, that's what you need to pay attention to. Did you put all the weight on the hands? Can you make this shift in your pelvis? Can you load all on the left leg? Okay, how do you do that? Okay. Can we stay a little longer? Let's try the other side. So let's keep the right foot down. Can you lift the left? Now, for some of you, this is going to be easier. For some of you, this is harder. Again, that's the awareness. Why does one side of the pelvis move and the other side doesn't? So it's almost like dancing with your pelvis in the air, right? And it's fine. Some of you are getting a little fatigued. You want to pause. That's great. And then you come back to it. And now can you alternate? Can you lift once the right foot and once the left? And I'm going to give you a suggestion. The more that you let the butt cheek come up, the lighter, the easier the leg feels. So again, it's not kicking the leg in the air. It's just taking weight off the leg, right? And bending the knee. And go back and forth. One leg, the other leg. That's it, Casey. But try a wider step. Your legs are so close. So the thing is, if you go too wide, you can't do anything with it. And if your legs are too close, you can't do anything with it, right? There's a distance where you're in your maximum freedom. Okay, come up to standing, take a break. Your head's been down for a while. Whew. So some lessons are a little bit more work, but trust me, change your life, getting up and down. I'm scared to even think how many times I'm down, you know, I'm like always picking stuff up that's down. Probably a minimum of 100 times a day I go down. But the pull-up is a lot because I have to stand over her And so I have to get the pull-up ready. It's different than a baby. I have to get it ready. I have to get, right? And then I stand over and have to put one leg in one side, the other leg in the other side, pull up the back over her tail. Then she has shorts. So then I go back to this leg in one short, this leg, get the shorts. Then I pull the shorts and diaper up and pull the legs through. That's how much time I'm bending over. 20 plus times a day. It's got to be easy and comfortable. Yeah. Right? I'm a good mom to do this. Okay, let's go back down. How do you approach the floor? Get your hands down, your feet, all four points. What's happening with your head and your neck? Right? How do you approach the floor? Let that head and neck go. Okay, can you lift the right hand? What do you do to lift the right hand? That's it. And put it back down. Bring the right hand up and down. So it's not lifting it forward. It's not swinging it out to the side. It's just removing the weight from it. Right? So you do the right hand. So then you bring a little more weight on the left hand, right? And then do the left hand. So go back and forth. How can you make it lighter, easier, softer? Do you even need your hands to be in this position, right? How much do we need the hands to lower ourselves? Bless you. Okay. Do you need to come up? Come up for a minute. I'll give you sooner breaks. So next time we go down, you're going to lift the right hand and the right foot. So you're going to feel how you can shift to the left. Lower your head, bring your points back, all four points. Let's go down. Okay, lower that head. So trust me, I'm going to say to you, if you feel any tension in your back, it's because you're working your neck. So drop the head. Okay, lift the right foot, the right hand. Just think like an elephant. Right? And then put them down and lift the left hand and left foot. That's it. Or a gorilla, right? You're an animal. Okay, check out your head. Some of you are lifting. Truly think of the top of your head pointed towards the floor. There you go. Go back and forth. That's it. Okay, now let's try right leg and left hand. Right leg, left hand. That's it. The diagonal. How do you do that? Then left hand, excuse me, right leg, left hand, left foot, right hand. Alternate them. There you go. One and the other. It's not bad, is it? You can be on 2 points, right? Okay, come back up. Rest up. Where are we feeling the most fatigue? Legs? Okay. Legs. Okay. Why do you think you're feeling fatigued in the legs?
Putting pressure on them.
We're going to use your head.
Why? What aren't you doing that would increase the work in the legs?
Using the rest of the body.
What part?
Back, butt.
There you go. Okay. Okay, let's lower your head. Hands back down. Head hanging. Let's go back to the earlier movement of when I had you lower the pelvis, look your head forward. Okay, so you're all 4 points. Get comfortable down there. Drop the pelvis, lift the head. Lower the head, lift the pelvis. I want you to try to do a little more rapid.